Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump says he and the Senate have an obligation to move forward on selecting a new Supreme Court justice without delay. The president's tweet comes a day after Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at the age of 87. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports her death leaves a hole on a conservative court where she was the leading liberal dissenter.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg changed the way the world is for American women today, and she did it before she became a justice of the Supreme Court. For more than a decade until her first judicial appointment, she led the fight in the courts for gender equality. When she began her legal crusade, women were treated by law differently from men. By the time she donned judicial robes, however, Ruth Ginsburg had worked a revolution. That was never more evident than in 1996 when, as a relatively new Supreme Court justice, Ginsburg wrote the court's decision declaring that the Virginia Military Institute could no longer remain an all-male institution. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A synagogue in Washington, D.C. that Ginsburg attended on occasion is mourning her death as it celebrates a new year and new life with the high holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Dominique Maria Benessi of member station WAMU reports.
A Jewish prayer of healing rang out at the Six and I congregation Saturday morning in Northwest D.C. Most congregants have been tuning in to worship services virtually. Rabbi Aaron Potek reflected on Ginsburg's legacy and influence.
We stand here a little bit broken this morning. If one individual is the entire world, then any of us and all of us have the power to change the world as well.
Another rabbi encouraged congregants to volunteer with organizations that support voting rights as a way to honor Ginsburg's legacy. For NPR News, I'm Dominique Maria Benessi.
In Portland, Oregon, enough smoke from wildfires is cleared for racial justice protests to pick up again, which they did last night, as Oregon Public Broadcasting's Mira Powell reports.
As the air started to clear up Friday, protesters returned to the streets. The Portland Police Bureau declared an unlawful assembly, arresting 11 people for disorderly conduct and interfering with police. Demonstrations in Portland went on for more than 100 consecutive days before wildfire smoke moved into the city, forcing protesters to cancel events for their safety. In the week of smoky air, some medics and mutual aid groups that had been at protests were still active. They switched from providing food and supplies for demonstrators to doing the same for firefighters and evacuees. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler has banned the police bureau from using CS gas, a widely used form of tear gas. Another change as protests have restarted. For NPR News, I'm Mira Powell in Portland.
This is NPR. In Los Angeles County, residents are being told to get ready to evacuate immediately because of the Bobcat fire. Crews have been battling it for nearly 2 weeks, but the blaze is reversing some of their progress, jumping containment lines. China says it's instituting new regulations that could blacklist foreign firms that Beijing says unfairly treat Chinese companies or pose a threat to China's national security. NPR's Emily Fang reports the announcements come a day before the U.S. blocks two of China's biggest mobile apps, TikTok and WeChat.
China has not yet announced which companies will be labeled what it calls unreliable entities, firms that threaten the development of Chinese companies. China announced it would compile a list of unreliable entities right after the U.S. put Chinese telecom company Huawei on a trade blacklist this spring. In May, Chinese state media suggested that American firms including Apple, Qualcomm, and Cisco would be considered first for the list. And while China's future unreliables entity list is not explicitly aimed towards countering American companies or individuals, these regulations come the day before the U.S. will take Chinese social media apps WeChat and TikTok out of American app stores. Emily Fang, NPR News, Qingdao, China.
Robert Gore, the man who invented a membrane that was used to create Gore-Tex, has died. Gore's discovery in 1969 led to the first breathable waterproof fabric, revolutionizing outdoor clothing. Gore was 83. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.